time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on this Lord's Day. And, wow, we have a great prayer broadcast lined up for you. This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time, anytime, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. We've been doing this for many, many years, and so today is a wonderful day. I'm going to welcome some new churches that are praying with us. We now have 1,067 churches that are praying with us, and we have 736 cities, and we have a lot of prayer leaders. So it's going to be a wonderful day. So good to have you listening in, and all I can say is this is a good day to pray. So here we go. And here's Godfrey Bertel. It's a good day to pray. Are you ready? Don't go away, because we've got lots of things to pray about today on this Sunday.
This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. Yes, the day the Lord has made, and I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus again. And I say, Jesus is Lord. Yes, Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. Jesus is Lord. Yes, he is. Jesus is Lord of all. Yeah, Jesus is Lord of all the earth. It's a good day. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. Yes, the day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain. This is a good day to live for Jesus. Good day. This is a good day. This is a good day to pray. This is a good day. The day the Lord has made. And I'm so happy that I can dance in the rain.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
It's a good day to pray. It's a great day to pray right here on BPN. Thank you, Godfrey Bertel, my friend since the way back in the 90s from England. And so good to have you listening in here on BPN Radio on this Sunday. It is a good day to pray. And Father, we just come boldly into your presence today on this Sunday by the blood of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And I just pray right now the will of God be done here on this Sunday, this Lord's Day. People getting ready to go to church, or people coming from church. But it's a wonderful day. It's the Lord's Day. And I'm so thankful that so many nations around the world honor this day, the Lord's Day. It's a day when we can go to church. I pray for those on the way to church, those on the way from church. And I pray for those that don't have a church, for the de-churched, the unchurched, the shut-ins, those that maybe in a nursing home or you're confined to your home or you're confined to a hospital bed, whatever it may be. We pray for you. We bless you. We pray the will of God be done here in this nation, in this land, in your life today. And we just say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. And so thankful for you that are listening today. This weekend we're celebrating the third anniversary of Let's Pray America.com. That means we send out daily prayers. We have for now over 1,000 days, consecutive days, with the help of our ministry team, Cheryl Ortiz and Linda Meeks, and also Evelyn Gastelum. We had them on yesterday. Michael Sean Bourne is the producer of BPN Breakout Prayer Network, BPN Radio. And we're also thankful to have Ruth Gentry as a part of our team. Speaking of a part of our team, my granddaughter, Taylor Gentry, who's just graduated from Oklahoma University, she is going to be sitting in for me on Tuesday. And I've had her on a couple of times. She has a degree in communication. She's anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost, and she's going to be hosting a Tuesday. We're going to be talking, we're going to be praying about Christian schools, homeschools, and also public schools as people get ready to send their kids back to school. So it's going to be a great time. Welcome. Welcome, welcome to all of the new churches and cities. And we want to welcome Real Life Church, Fairfax, Virginia, Faith That Works Ministries, Houston, Texas, Calvary Crossroads Church, Santa Fe, Texas. We want to welcome Free Christian Church, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, the Master's Worship Church, Los Angeles, California, Tabernacle of Praise in Fort Worth, Texas, Brookhaven First Assembly of God in Brookhaven, Mississippi, Calvary Church, Stafford, Texas. So welcome. We want to welcome New Bethany Church in Ellisville, Mississippi, First Assembly of God, Phoenix, Arizona, Word Christian Center, Alexandria, Louisiana, Vertical Church, Ovilla, Texas, Church of Christ in Houston, Texas. Not sure what Church of Christ that is, but the Church of Christ there in Houston. Glory of Zion, Corinth, Texas, River of Reconciliation, Home Church, Baytown, Texas, Cathedral in the Pines, Tyler, Texas, and Trinity Church International, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. We want to welcome churches all across America that are praying with us, and we are so thankful now to have over 1,000 churches that are praying with us. We are just so delighted to have you and your church, your congregation, praying with us. I want to take just a few moments before we go any further. Today we're going to be reading some of the prayers that I send out. In case you're not familiar with what we do every day, I send out a prayer, a 60-second prayer by email. It's also posted on our fan page, Dale Gentry. It's also posted on our website, letsprayamerica.com, and other places. And I just ask the Holy Spirit to give me a 60-second prayer. And you have the opportunity, if you receive this prayer, you have the opportunity to pray it right along with me. It's called the Prayer of Agreement. And we know the power of agreement is just awesome, awesome, with three exclamation points. And the Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight, three will put 100,000 to flight, four put 1,000,000 to flight, and 16 will put a sextillion to flight, 35 a dodecacillion, 99 a Google, 199 a by Google, 299 a try Google. You get 999 people agreeing on the same thing, which we believe we have. We are a Googleplex. That means we are a force in the earth. And it may appear I'm just one person praying out there, but no, you're praying exactly the same prayer with all of those hundreds and hundreds of other people. And as we pray these prayers, we are making a difference. We're not only praying for America, we're praying for a lot of other things. And I'm going to be sharing those prayers with you in just a moment. First of all, we would like to welcome some churches. We would like to welcome the Palermo Bible Family Church in Palermo, California. Water of Life. We'd like to welcome Water of Life in Ontario, California. Las Buenas Nuevas in Norwalk, California. My Spanish is not very good, so I know that Spanish people laugh at me, or people that can speak Spanish. And want to welcome, of course, Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Some of these churches I've ministered at over the years, and I still minister. I want to welcome the Father's House in Stockton, California. We want to welcome Vivid Life Church in DeLand, Florida, Liberty Life Center in Davie, Florida. I want to welcome Evangel International, Miami, Florida, and Antioch Temple Church of God in Christ, Panama City, Florida. I want to welcome Trinity Church International, Rivera Beach, Florida. And we want to welcome Sanctuary in Him, Ackworth, Georgia. I want to welcome Eastgate, my friends there, Blairsville, Georgia. And Eastgate Church in Hiawassee, Georgia. The main auditorium there. Sharp Memorial Methodist Church, Young Harris, Georgia, praying with us. And Victory Life Christian Center in Corinco, Louisiana. And also Trinity Christian Center, Forest Hill, Louisiana. Big shout out to our friends there. Want to welcome Bertrand Bible Church in Niles, Michigan. And want to welcome Cornerstone Bible, Kansas City, Missouri, as well as the Rock of Kansas City, Kansas City, Missouri. We do want to welcome Freedom Vineyard Church in Carson City, Nevada, as well as the Light at Mission Viejo, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Gateway Church in Roswell, New Mexico. And I want to remind you that if you live today in the Bethel, Vermont area, that I'm going to be doing, be ministering there via Skype. I will not be there in person, but I will be broadcasting from my studio right into the church, into the sanctuary, there where Brad and Carol Keller are the pastors. I'll be broadcasting there into the sanctuary at Gateway Church in Bethel, Vermont. So, Father, I just speak a blessing on all of these churches that are participating in Breakout Prayer Network. I pray for every pastor. I pray that you would bless them and anoint them as they minister your word. I pray for these shepherds who are under major attack in different areas, because we know the scripture says, smite the shepherd and the sheep will flee. And I just pray right now that you will strengthen every pastor and bless them and minister to them today in a very special way. Anoint them with the power of your Holy Spirit. May people be saved today in churches all across America. May they be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Give them a prayer language today. And I pray, Lord, that people will be healed and set free by the power of God. May there be a demonstration of your power today in churches all across America as we pray for revival in 1,000 cities in this nation, in Jesus' name, amen, and amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. We honor you today. We are so thankful for all of your blessings today. You're a good God, awesome God. We want to see the glory of God come into our homes and our churches, our cities, in Jesus' name. Here's Ted Slaughter and the Celebration, Celebration of Life, singers and band, Baytown, Texas. Their brand new song, The Sound of Heaven. Let's worship.
Like the roar of mighty waters, one voice of great thunder, a song of glory rising, and I hear holy melodies from the lips of the redeemed. A new life symphony rising up to praise our King. Release the sound of heaven.
sound of hope. Release the sound of heaven. Release the sound of hope. I hear the sound like the roar of mighty water. One voice of great thunder. A song of glory rises. And I hear holy melody from the lips of the
just are so thankful today that we can tune into the sound of heaven here on this Sunday. Ted Slaughter and The Backup Singers. The Backup Singers. Not time for that song yet, although that is a good song. Ted Slaughter and the Backup Singers of Celebration of Life in Baytown, Texas, where our spiritual son and daughter, Todd and Cindy Mooring, and our spiritual daughter, Callie, lead that great church, Callie Hargraves. What a wonderful group of people. And thank you for that wonderful song. You can get that song on iTunes. Release the Sound of Heaven. Release the Sound of Home. And we want to share some prayers with you today as we celebrate 3 years of sending out daily prayers on letsprayamerica.com. And the Lord gave me this theme several years ago when our announcer, Tom Dooley, who used to announce for Billy Graham, I gave him a script, and the script said, "Let's pray for America." And when he recorded it and sent it back to me, it did not say, "Let's pray for America." It said, "Let's pray America." So I got ready to return a call to Tom Dooley and tell him that he got the intro wrong. It's not "Let's pray America." It's "Let's pray for America." And I heard the Holy Spirit say, "No, no, he got it right. He got it right." And it's not "Let's pray for America." "Let's pray America." So with that word from God, I begin to call people to pray. Not people to pray for America primarily, but to pray. And when we talk about America, we talk about our government, we talk about our economy, we talk about people in business, in the marketplace, we talk about marriage, we talk about people that's gone through divorce, we talk about problems with young people, we talk about addictions, we talk about strongholds, we talk about divorce, we talk about school, we talk about education. We talk about decisions that the court system is making. We talk about upcoming elections. When I say we talk about all those things, we talk about them, and then we follow it up with prayer. We should never be talking about anything that we cannot pray about. So it's got to be more than talk. So this is not talk radio. This is not a talk show. This is a prayer broadcast. We do talk, but we follow it up with prayer. And so what has happened in America is people, even Christians, spend hours and hours, sometimes in the nighttime, listening or watching people talk. But none of that talk is followed by prayer. So we talk, and then we follow whatever we talk about with prayer. So we should never talk about anything that we don't pray about it after we talk about it. So why don't you tell your friends, why don't you tell people to listen to BPN Radio? And you can listen anytime, day or night. In other words, you never ever miss a broadcast unless you go 24 hours and not tune in. So this broadcast is going 24 hours a day. Every hour, this prayer broadcast is repeated. So you can tell your friends, listen in anytime, day or night. And every day, there is a different broadcast. And so you can tell your friends to listen. This is a Sunday, and tomorrow will be a Monday. And you can listen anytime. And pray with us, because our nation is in desperate situation. And I've been leading prayer now since 1967. I've been leading prayer nationally and internationally since 1985. So I've been a prayer leader a long time. So why don't you pray with me? If you are not getting one of these prayers, you can just go to letsprayamerica.com, letsprayamerica.com, and you can pray with me. So this is BPN Radio, your 24-hour Internet Prayer Station. Dale Gentry here. at this time or any time as we pray together here on BPN Radio. And I want to pray some of the prayers as we celebrate 3 years of these prayers, sending out these prayers, and you can be a part. I want to remind you that if you've been dropped from our list, our server, somehow, we've not figured it out yet, drops people from the prayer list. It's not that we drop you, but they drop you. And also, we have learned that there are some internet servers that are viewing certain words that we put out. And if they don't approve of those words that we are putting out, then they will drop you or drop us. And so you got to remember that if you are being dropped, it's either accidentally, because we don't drop anyone from praying with us, and it could also be one of your internet servers that you are paying a monthly fee that may not that may be picking up certain words in our prayers that we're sending out. So you need to check it out. And if they're doing that, you just need to drop them and find a server that will not go through words and eliminate you. So here we go. We're gonna pray some prayers now that we've been sending out for the past 1,096 days, almost 1,100 days. So here's a prayer that we sent out on a Wednesday. Some of these may be days ago, weeks ago, months ago. But it says, Father God, who are we and what have we become that we could look the other way while Planned Parenthood harvests baby parts, baby body parts, to be sold as you would another piece of meat? While Iggy's nose job makes national news and an outcry continues concerning Cecil the Lion, we who call ourselves Christians have little response. How has our nation, Almighty God, fallen to our lowest point in the history of this land, that we could ignore what is happening at this moment in time, at this very moment in history? How could anyone who lives in America ignore what is happening now concerning the abortion issue? May we lay aside the notion that this is a Republican or Democrat issue, a conservative or liberal issue. May we not know that what is happening in this nation is the beginning of genocides in America that will eventually spread to other people groups, including euthanasia for the elderly. We repent for the sin of abortion, for the 55 million babies that have been destroyed in the mother's womb since the Supreme Court passed their landmark 1973 ruling legalizing abortion, a landmark decision that received little opposition from the church. Have we as a nation become so calloused that we let this outrageous practice by Planned Parenthood pass without a national outcry? We pray that each pastor in America will address this issue with their congregation, letting their representatives know that we are endangering the future of our land. May church leaders lay aside their motivational speeches for at least one Sunday to address this issue and lead their congregation in a prayer of repentance. May we know, Father God, that you will not ignore what is happening in a nation where a human life is being compared to that of an animal. We cry out this morning for another spiritual awakening in this country. We give a mercy cry. We pray also today concerning fires that are raging across California. We pray for those in harm's way, including those who are risking their lives to contain people and property. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here's another prayer. Father God, remind us again, Lord, that each of us needs some fun, that life can get so heavy, so many things to do, and so many responsibilities to take care of, that we can forget to take some time for ourselves, to go to a friend's house and ask his spouse if he or she can come out and play, and then go ride a bike, fly a kite, eat some ice cream, without worrying about the calories. Lord, help us not to get broken in this system of stress and strain, anxiety accompanied by high expectations, long days and long nights of work, letting life pass us by until we don't feel good enough to go out and play. Lord, we ask today that you not only teach us to pray, but teach us also to play. We ask these things in your name. Amen and amen. Here's another prayer that I've sent out. Father God, we're thankful today for those people you have placed in our life, people that you have brought into our lives through divine appointments and divine connections, people that you have assigned to partner with us in life, some for a short time and others for a lifetime, those you have chosen to walk with us through life, celebrating with us in the good times and weeping with us in the difficult times. Thank you, Jehovah God, for these individuals. We can't even imagine what our journey would have been without them. May we give them expressed appreciation, taking time out of our busy schedule to let them know, how thankful and grateful we are to have some wonderful friends walking down life's pathway with us. We pray this morning for those who are looking for the brighter days, when all today that each of us will do all that is in our heart, asking you, Holy Spirit, to guide and direct us as we lay down our life, pick up our cross and follow you. What a joy it is to give our life away to you. All that we have and all the time we have left on this earth belongs to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in me today, understanding that we will make our plans, but it's you that directs our paths. So we pray, send your fire into our hearts and into this nation as we pray for another spiritual awakening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Somebody said, do you write these prayers every day? And my response is yes. I've written every one of these prayers. And where do I get these prayers from? I just ask the Holy Spirit to guide me before I start doing the prayer. Just guide me, whatever I'm to pray about on that particular day. And I just respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit. It's a priority in my life. And sometimes I have to pray a little while. Sometimes it takes a while to get it placed on paper as it is in my heart. And I don't write for it to be politically correct, or to, I'm not saying that I even, an English major would probably dissect my prayer and say it's not very good English, but it's just a prayer that comes out of my heart. Here's another prayer. Father God, we pray this morning on behalf of the nation of Israel, whose way of life has been put in jeopardy by yesterday's agreement with Iran, in spite of Benjamin Netanyahu's warning to Congress that any deal with the Iranian government would be a bad deal for America, as well as the Israeli people. Our leaders have ignored his warning, as well as other significant voices in this agreement with our enemy. Our hearts are heavy today concerning the news of this accord, knowing that we have emboldened a nation that is called our nation, the great Satan, and has vowed to wipe Israel off of the map. We also pray concerning our leaders' comments that we're stronger when we are not alone, but when we bring the whole world together, knowing that the world will never come together until the Prince of Peace, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, returns to this earth. We pray today for this agreement that now goes to Congress. We pray that you, Almighty God, will give them wisdom and boldness concerning this matter. And may we as Christians not forget to continue to pray for our brother, Pastor Saeed Abedini, who has been left out of the negotiations and continues to suffer in an Iranian prison cell, far from his wife and children in America. Another reminder that we as your sons and daughters must continue to pray for a spiritual awakening across this land, a revival in 1,000 cities in America, in local churches and streets of this nation, Stir us out of our sleep today. We need you now. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Here's another prayer that I've sent out over the last 3 years. Father God, we pray for a nation that in the past month has omitted the many warnings of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu concerning a deal with Iran, declared the legalization of same-sex marriage in all 50 states, turned our White House into different colors, ordered the removal of the Ten Commandments from the property of the most conservative state in America, announced that our military is about to operate with 40,000 less soldiers while this country is mocked, belittled, and threatened by others around the world. That nation is our nation, the United States of America. A union that has turned its back on you in so many ways. Almighty God, may we as a country know that with each passing day, we are jeopardizing our future in our favor with you, Lord. We're thankful that your mercies are new every morning. So grateful for your grace, but we know that the hour is late concerning a nation that has turned its back on you, a nation that has forgotten their Creator, a nation that is ignoring the warning signs that are being displayed on every hand concerning the freedoms and the sovereignty of our country. This morning we pray the prayer of Joshua when he commanded the sun to stand still over Gibeon and not go down for a full day. Give us more time to do spiritual warfare on behalf of our nation. We ask you, Lord, to give us a little more time to intercede on behalf of this nation that we love. We pray the sun will not go down on this land, which so many of our forefathers have fought for and our intercessors have prayed for. Awaken America, we pray. Send a revival to 1,000 cities in this nation. We ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, Lord, I pray for America. I'm just reading prayers that I've sent out over the past 1,097 days. But when I pray them, it's like I just put them out today because they come from my heart. And I'm so thankful, even though I'm reading through these prayers. When you get these prayers, you have the opportunity, because I write them in such a way that you can repeat them after me. I love America, my country. 'Tis of thee, sweet land of liberty. Here's Bill and Gloria Gaither. Would you pray for America right now as they sing, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty.
When my father's gone.
God bless America. I pray for my nation right now. Suddenly the Holy Spirit comes from deep within. This prayer as I intercede now for my nation. Ebronde erote sikite. Ime shabro simite shabo taramanda labrete. Marabosote. When I watch the presidential debates this week, on one hand, my heart leapt with men that were not ashamed to proclaim their Christianity. When one of the candidates professed his Christianity, by the blood of Jesus he'd been saved, and another one talked about his salvation, how his father was an alcoholic, left his mom, but he got saved, came home, he's now a preacher. And others professed their faith. And I was my heart leapt within me when I heard that. But on the other hand, I know unless we have a spiritual turnaround, unless we have change in America that we're praying for, there will not be a presidential election come 2016. And I know that many people would shout at me in disagreement, but there are deals that are being made, not just in this nation, but with other nations of the world, to prevent that happening in 2016. And so we cannot say our hope is in the next president, that he or she will turn it around and no, we cannot wait. We must pray. That's why I'm on this broadcast. That's why I've cut back on my schedule. That's why I do need people to make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network to help me, because we've cut back on our schedule so that I can lead prayer 24 hours a day on BPN Internet Radio, the TuneIn Radio Network. That's why we're giving ourselves to sending out daily prayers as well as these broadcasts, because we love America. We love our nation. And we know that deals that are being made, even now, these past months, has put our nation in jeopardy. It's not that the enemy is coming. The enemy is already here. Our walls have been broken down. Our gates have been burned with fire, but I love America. I love America. If you love our nation, and I love my city, I love this nation. I love the state of Texas where I live. I love Austin where my studios are at. America the beautiful. I just want us to pray for this nation right now. Would you intercede for this land? Would you do that? Would you help me pray in Jesus' name? In Jesus' name. Lord, I love America. I love America. I love America. And I'm going to pray for this nation. Oh, I love America. I love this nation. I love this nation. I love America. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray, I intercede on behalf of this nation. Would you come and save our land? I pray for revival in 1,000 cities in this nation. I pray, oh God, that you'll give us 1,000 prayer leaders. 1,000 prayer leaders who will agree with us every week concerning certain prayer requests. We'll be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network. There's no fees. All they need to do, Lord, is just register. And we can put their name down as a prayer leader. And Father, we're not ashamed to be named as a prayer leader. We're not ashamed to be among those that are declaring we are praying for this nation and we're leading a prayer group. We don't care who knows about it. We want people to know in Jesus' name. Give me 1,000 prayer leaders, and I pray for my nation. Lord, I pray for this next presidential election. We know that it will not happen unless we have a turnaround spiritually. I'm thankful, Lord, that moral issues are now being discussed. Moral issues that have been left out of the last two presidential debates, presidential elections. We're talking about abortion. We're talking about same-sex marriage. We're talking about these different things that really do matter. We're talking about the sanctity of marriage, the marriage between one man, one woman. We're talking about moral issues. And Lord, we as a nation, we cannot leave out moral issues. We cannot leave them out. And when we are, as a nation, are faced with situations such as transgender and trying to make it appropriate, our military appropriate to receive transgenders and all kinds of different things. We've lost our mind. We've lost our way. I pray, oh God, for this nation. On this Sunday, I pray for this land. God, help us. Help us. We need your help. Lord, I pray. I pray, Lord, that this agreement with Iran will not be approved by Congress. I pray that there will be men and women in the House and in the Senate that will rise up on the Democratic side as well as the Republican side and say, we will not approve of this deal. Lord, we pray. We know it's not too late. It's late, but it's not too late. And we pray, oh God, on behalf of this nation, we pray that Planned Parenthood will be defunded by Congress. We pray, Lord, for the liberal Republicans that they will turn around and they will no longer give heed to those in Congress, to the lobbyists that would try to buy their votes, to the threats of other people in power. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that we will stand for what is right, righteousness. We pray that pastors and leaders and shepherds will stand in their pulpit today and talk about these issues. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need more than a motivational speech. People in the church need more than motivational speeches. We do need hope, like we can do it, we can make it, and we're looking good. But we need to know where we're at as a nation so that we will know how to pray concerning special issues. Forgive us for our silence. In Jesus' name, forgive us for our silence. In the name of the Lord. We pray today for our senators and our congressperson. I pray today for my congressman, Roger Williams. And I pray for my senators that represent me in D.C. I pray for Senator Cornyn, and I pray for Senator Cruz. In Jesus' name, I pray that these men will stand for righteousness and will not be afraid to proclaim what is right. What does the Bible say? How can we live according to any other voice other than what Scripture says? And it's very plain. In the beginning, God, that is Jehovah God, the creator of the universe. We declare that as a nation, I stand declaring we will have no other gods before us. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I pray for cities all across America. I pray in Jesus' name for our nation to be revived in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. If you'd like to make a contribution, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and there's a place to donate at the bottom of the page. And we appreciate your contributions. I believe you're sowing good seed into good soil. And if you want to write us a check, you can send that to Breakout Prayer Network, Austin, Texas. And the address, by the way, if you want to send a check, is Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio today. Our time is gone. We'll be back tomorrow at this same time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.